英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
这周给大家带来一个什么样的故事呢？发生在学校里 classroom 课堂上。
Yeah, personally I find this story very very heart touching and also pretty recognizable to be honest, becauseEvery kid pees at least once in his pants, right?
哎，这个故事呢，其实是讲述了一个发生在孩子身上的，展现出温暖、关怀和智慧的故事。
Yeah, definitely. It's a story about helping others and about a very lucky boy who, like, happened to meet a girl.Who was like genuinely motivated to help him out.
对，少男少女，小朋友，就是八九岁，在、
yeah.
还是小学生呢。小学的时候在课堂上经常会经历一些比较囧的事情，比较 embarrassing、
yeah.
的事情。
Something terrible. Now every kid's worst nightmare is not...fitting in to the class, right? Being an outcast, not being friends with anyone. That is like your worst fear as a child, but even as an adult.
而且小的时候呢，小学的时候也正是我们每个人的这种自我认知和自尊心正在发展的时候。
Yeah.
在班级里啊，我们非常在意同学们是怎么看待我们的。
Yes.
非常在意老师是怎么来认知我们的。所以如果这个时候经常会发生一些什么当面摔倒
yeah.
啊，甚至像今天的这位文章里的男孩一样，是怎么着呢？在课堂上尿裤子了。
Yeah.
这种事情也不是说每个人想这样的，就是因为哎呀，或者是因为紧张啊，还是因为什么样其他的原因发生了？发生了怎么办呢？哎，这就是我们今天要来读一读这个故事的内容。
Yeah, today we're going to read a story about a little boy who went through the most embarrassing experience in his whole life up till then. I mean, in this story, I thought it was written very cute as well because it shows you the thoughts of the little boy very, very accurately, very precisely. So, yeah, it's really a nice, cute story for me.
对，朱迪老师觉得这是一个很可爱的、很好的又很 cute 的 story。我们中国的大人喜欢说，这个孩子懂事了。
Yeah.
懂事的意思是什么呢？大家想一想，是不是指的那种能够开始去为别人着想了？是不是这个意思？其实很多的小孩子，他们年纪不大的时候就已经开始懂事了，他们有那种同情心。
Definitely.
像今天这个故事，九岁的男孩在教室里意外的尿湿了裤子，正在他陷入恐慌和绝望的时刻，同班的一位小女生聪明地帮他解了围，让他呀从差一点被全班嘲笑的对象变成了一个被同情的对象。其实帮助他的同学出发点很简单，就是不要嘲笑那些身处在相似逆境当中的他人，而要为他人着想，并且尽可能的伸出援手。
Yes, today's story is also like about a girl who helps a boy out. That girl really 懂事 is very empathic. She can like place herself into the position of the boy. She can think how he would feel. At this young age,kids are very close to their ability to be empathic, although a lot of kids are afraid as well to show that, because no one shows that, right?
其实懂事就是一种能不能够设身处地的为他人着想的能力。你看我们现在虽然都是成年人啦，很多人、
yeah.
但是你有没有真正的懂事起来呢？我们从今天的故事当中呢去寻找一些思考吧。好，今天的这段短文的名字叫做 The Wet Pants, 就是什么湿裤子。
Yeah.
讲述的就是一个男孩在课堂上啊尿湿了裤子的事情。来，我们一起来进入到今天第一段的听力。
The Wet Pants. There was once a 9-year-old kid sitting at his desk in a classroom trying to pay attention to the multiplications tables the teacher was introducing to him. Suddenly, there was a yellow puddle between his feet.And the front of his pants had gotten wet, too. He thought his heart was going to stop. He couldn't imagine how this terrible thing might have happened. It had never happened before, not even when he was in kindergarten. He knew that if the other boys in the class would ever find out about it, He would be teased, scolded, and made fun of every single day of his years as an elementary school student. Maybe even his entire life. And of course, he would lose all his friends and would never be chosen anymore in someone's football team. As for the girls, if they found out, they would never speak to him again for as long as he lived. They wouldn't even want to sit next to him anymore, let alone helping him with his homework. He felt so ashamed and thought that from this point on, he would never be able to face anyone in the entire school. Obviously, the boy was panicking. He could hear his heart pounding at a very fast pace. Desperately, he put his head down and prayed for a miracle. He was convinced that only after several minutes, maybe even seconds, everyone would see what he had done. His miserable, lonely life was about to begin. He looked up, and he noticed that the teacher was approaching him.
好，这就是事情的一个发生阶段。
Yeah.
第一段。
The wet pants. There was once a 9-year-old kid sitting at his desk in a classroom, trying to pay attention to the multiplication tables the teacher was introducing to him.
时间地点来了。There was once a 9-year-old kid. 九岁的男孩。啊，我们说一个人几岁的时候呢，大家注意这个英文的写法。One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine, 中间连字符 ,year, 然后 old.
Yeah, 9 year old. You can say, I'm a 17 year old, or I'm a 20 year old, or I'm an 80 year old. All is possible. Only don't write the number, just write the number all as a word.
在这里主要是要注意一下，这个 9 year 后面就不用加复数形式了，啊，就不用说 9 years old。
Yeah.
如果要加 hyphen 连字符的话就不用再加 s 9-year-old kid 九岁的男孩在干什么呢 sitting at his desk 坐在教室的课桌前 in a classroom trying to 此时此刻正在聚精会神的要试着集中注意力 pay attention to the multiplication tables 这是我们某一次在课文当中曾经遇到过的单词
Yeah.
乘法表
And it definitely needs attention to learn those. Oh my god, so difficult. Like, 2 times 2 is 4, 3 times 3 is 9, etc.
是，你看，男孩呢正在聚精会神的啊，想要集中全部的注意力，注意在老师正在讲解的乘法表上。The teacher was introducing to him. 老师的讲解可以用 introduce, 介绍讲解来说。突然间 ,there was a yellow
puddle
是什么呢
？A puddle is a small pool of water, like especially on the floor after rain or after someone like has dropped something. That is a pool of water.
一小柱的液体什么之类的。
Yeah,
a yellow puddle, P-U-D-D-L-E. 对不少同学来说，这可真是一个新单词啊。Between his feet, 啊，两脚之间呢 ，a yellow puddle between his feet. 大家可以想象一下那样的场景啊。这个从小睡觉的时候尿裤子，可能大家都有过这样的经历吧，哈。
Yeah,
while you're in a sleep.
I think every kid has that experience, in early childhood years, that they wet their bed, that they just pee in their bed during the night. I did that too. I'm sure almost everyone did that.
应该没有人从小没有尿过裤子吧。
Yeah. But it's very embarrassing. I mean, imagine that it happens to you as a 9-year-old and like,As a 9-year-old kid, you already are able to realize that other people have opinions about you and that other people are your friends and other people are not. And yeah, it's different than in kindergarten because in kindergarten, like everyone occasionally wets his pants, but kids like that age, they just forget about that or just don't have an opinion about that.
就是很有意思的是连小朋友啊自己还处在一个尿裤子阶段的时候就已经不知道从哪儿学到了去相互嘲笑彼此尿裤子这件事儿。
Yeah.
其实自己都是要尿裤子的人是不是啊这个地方你看他这个形容词形容的特别好啊 ,a yellow puddle between his feet, 是在两脚之间慢慢慢慢的就出现了看慢慢的就流下来了是一滩黄色的液体 And the front of his pants had gotten wet too 然后他裤子的正面呢这个时候也变得湿漉漉的
He thought his heart was going to stop
你看 他这个时候觉得呀，他的心跳都要停止了。His heart was going to stop. 在这样一个哈课堂上的一种场景的设置里。
Yeah, he was so scared, he was so shocked that he just like, he thought, okay, I'm going to die.
对，小朋友对这样的一些意外的事件，他没有心理的承受能力，他就觉得这事儿肯定就完蛋了。
Yeah.He couldn't imagine how this terrible thing might have happened.
这也是人的一种自然的反应。他此时此刻完全都不能去想象了这件事情究竟会有多可怕。How terrible things might have happened. 他甚至无法想象这可怕的事情是怎样发生的。
Yeah, it's like, why did this happen? Why now? Why here?
为什么会在课堂上发生尿裤子的事情、yeah. 这其实说白了很简单啊，因为是人身体的神经控制的，是不是？
Yeah.
神经系统在哪个地方突然间失调了一下。
What I really like now is that, the story continues showing the thoughts of the little boy, which are pretty recognizable, I'd say, for many kids.
而有的时候你越紧张什么事情不要发生，它还越发生了。
Yeah.
有时候是不是你看我们小学的时候在班里幼儿园的时候肯定有上课尿过裤子的同学。
Yeah.
一点都不奇怪。
Yeah, and what we're going to read now, all those thoughts, I'm sure you had them too.
可是我们身在那个年龄的时候就觉得这件事很奇怪。就是因为那个时候我们的自尊心才刚刚的开始发展起来。
It had never happened before, not even when he was in kindergarten.
可这事儿对他来说 ,it had never happened before, 从来没发生过。甚至 not even when he was in kindergarten, 幼儿园的时候都没发生过，怎么会在小学的课堂上发生呢？太奇怪了。
He knew that if the other boys in class would ever find out about it, he would be teased, scolded, and made fun of every single day of his years as an elementary school student.
你看，这就是人的一个正常的反应。
Yeah.
有什么事情发生的时候，下意识的第一个 response、
yeah.
就是，完了，别人会怎么看我？
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, what would other people think?That is like the first reaction of someone who like does something embarrassing.
这是我们的一种常规的看法。
Yeah.
还有一小类人，他们的看法是，我才不管你怎么看我。但是很大，绝大多数人，我们都是第一类，像他一样。
Yeah, we are afraid that we land up alone, that we are like don't belong in a certain group of people. It's very natural.
是的。He knew that if the other boys in class would ever find out, would ever find out 的意思就是如果他们发现了这件事情，如果班里其他的男孩都发现了这件事情以后， he would be teased.毫无疑问，他将会被取笑，会被嘲弄。
Yeah.
Teased.
To tease is like to say something to someone in order to like have fun or like, yeah, you just like to embarrass them a little bit because you just like that. You get a pleasure out of that.
不仅被 teased, 嘲笑，还会被 scolded.
Yeah, scolded is a little bit more severe than tease. It means to criticize someone, like very severely and angrily, like saying, oh, you're so stupid, what have you done? That is like scolding. That's not teasing anymore, but that's really like...Very, like, direct and angry.
是 ,scold 的程度显然比 tease 要重很多。它有一种责骂的意思。
Yeah.
有的人就会对你不客气，觉得你蠢，觉得你笨，甚至还会给你取 nickname, 取绰号。
Yeah.
从此以后你可能是小学六年级，你整个六年当中就要在一个可怕的尿裤子的绰号当中度过了。好像是终身不得翻身。甚至你大学同学会，同学们可能还会说起你小时候六年级尿裤子的事情呢，是不是？ And made fun of every single day of his years as elementary school student. 同时还会在未来几年的小学生活里都会被嘲弄、责骂、取笑。
Maybe even his entire life.
甚至他的一生可能都会这么度过啊，就成了他的一个黑点了。
Yeah, like now he is like obviously like becoming very panicking and stuff because I mean his school life ahead of him seems very long to him, like his entire life almost. So like he's thinking, okay, I will be punished for this for life.
啊，有的孩子呢，天生啊，对这个外界对他的评价就非常的敏感。
Yeah.
有的人呢，相对来说麻木一些，所以往往这个敏感的人啊，就内心容易装很多事情，也很容易很容易不开心。
And of course, he would lose all his friends and would never be chosen anymore in someone's football team.
你看，年纪不大啊，想法还挺多。
Yeah.
一下把这些 terrible results 全部想齐了、
yeah.
就在那么几秒钟。啊，也许你看 ,of course, 当然 ,he will lose all his friends. 他可能还会失去所有的朋友。也许 and would never be chosen anymore. 也许再也不会被挑选进 in someone's football team, 在某人的球队里面。
Yeah, like, as a kid, like if you have PE, you usually have two, with PE you must form two teams, and then, every team has a leader, and the leader picks children to be in his team. And then,Always, the leaders pick the best football players or the most popular kids from the group of kids. So, like, if you're not chosen by anyone, that means that no one really likes you.
对，像这种事情呢，就可能会被跟你这个人是无能的画上一个等号。
Yeah.
所以肯定不会别人挑选他进他的球队了。所以他等于在这个学校生活的就很没有什么，没有面子。
Yeah.
很没有尊严。
As for the girls, if they would find out, they would never speak to him again for as long as he lived. They wouldn't even want to sit next to him anymore.
哎，就像我们聊天时的卫青说的啊，求解自身心理阴影面积，这就是给自己的内心啊带来了一些这些可怕的感受。
Yeah,
前面是说男生们发现了会怎么样，看不起他。女生们发现了以后呢 ，As for the girls, if they would find out, they would never speak to him again for as long as they lived. 可能他们这一辈子都不会再跟他说话了。
Yeah,
they wouldn't even want to sit next to him anymore. 甚至再也不想坐在他的身边了，更别说 helping him with his homework.更别说帮他做作业了。
Yeah, let alone helping him with his homework. I mean, it happens a lot that boys, they like to sit next to girls, especially when it's a test, so they can kind of cheat. They can look at the paper of the girl sitting next to them, or that they want a girl to help them with homework, because little boys of that age tend not to do their homework so much.
所以大家看，其实人从小都会有面子心理的。
Yeah.
啊，也不能说中国人太重面子，其实爱面子的心理应该是人的一种本性。
Yeah.
谁都丢不起脸，是不是？哎，但是只是说每个人的程度不一样，像他这种想的有点多，哈哈哈
哈
yeah. 他把这些可怕的结果都想到了，说明这个孩子呢，可能更加的爱面子。He felt so ashamed, 羞愧难当 ,ashamed.
Yeah, he felt so embarrassed, like he was really like shaming himself for like having done this.
And thought that, 甚至还觉得说 from this point on, 从此时此刻开始 he would never be able to face anyone in the entire school. 以后再也没脸见学校里的任何人了。
Yeah, he was thinking like no one can talk with me anymore. Obviously, the boy was panicking.He could hear his heart pounding at a very fast pace. Desperately, he put his head down and prayed for a miracle.
很明显，这个男孩现在正在 panicking.
Yeah, if you panic, you have like a very strong feeling of fear and worry, and you cannot think clearly anymore or calmly about what your real situation is. Like, you overestimate everything.
恐慌，这就是一种恐慌。聊天室的一位同学说，其实有的时候自己还处在忐忑当中，别人早已记不得了。没错， he could hear his heart pounding， 他能够听到自己的心脏在 pounding 跳动着，以一种 at a very fast pace， 在非常快的跳动着，蹦蹦蹦蹦的、
yeah.
desperately 绝望的， he put his head down， 他埋下了头，低下了头，不好意思了，恨不得找个地洞钻下去， and pray for a miracle， 这个时候 他祈祷着奇迹的降临。
Yeah, to pray is like, that you speak to God and ask him for advice, or it can also just mean that you hope or wish something very, very strong.So you don't have to be religious to pray.
哎，所以你还别不信祈祷哦，这祈祷有时候还有点用。你看 ，He was convinced that 他确信 ，convinced 确信 ，only after several minutes 只在几秒钟之后啊
，maybe even seconds
仅在几分钟之后，也许呢几秒钟之后
，everyone would see what he had done.
全班的每个人都会发生。都会发现他做的这些事情了。
His miserable, lonely life was about to begin.
这也是一个作家，这内心的活动也是过于丰富啊。His miserable, 他那个悲惨的。我们知道 miserable 是那种完全暗无天日的。
Yeah, like depressed and sad and terrible.
世界末日，对，橙子的梦想说世界末日。Lonely, 孤独的日子 about to begin, 就要开始了。
He looked up,
他抬起头来
and he noticed that a teacher was approaching him.
哎呀，就跟拍电影似的，他注意到这个时候远方老师正在一步一步地向他走过来 was approaching him, 靠近某个人。
As the teacher was walking towards him, a classmate named Susie, who was carrying a goldfish bowl filled with water, tripped in front of the teacher and inexplicably dropped the bowl of water on the boy's lap. He was saved. But of course, the boy pretended to be angry at Susie. Oh no, look what you've done, he said. These are my newest pants. My mom will be mad at me now. She'll think this is my own fault and say that I'll get sick because it's getting cold outside. Susie was a bit startled by his reaction at first, but calmly apologized and told him it was not on purpose. She said she just accidentally slipped over something on the floor. The boy couldn't be happier.He couldn't believe this miracle. He was forever grateful that Susie had not watched her steps carefully and that a clumsy classmate had dropped something earlier that day, which had made the floor slippery. When the other children noticed what was going on, it got even better. All of a sudden, instead of being an object of ridicule, as he had feared so much, he became an object of sympathy.Aside Susie, all the other children were on their hands and knees cleaning up the watery mess she had made. Their sympathy for him felt wonderful.
其实很多生活中这样的事情发生的时候，旁观者都是站着说话不腰疼啊，别人体会不到你此时此刻尿裤子的时候这种感受是什么，真的别人是无法理解这种感受的。
A lot of people like don't realize that other people feel things, that other people help other people experience things.
除非你真的是跟他一模一样的体会过。
Yeah.
你才能知道。所以这就是共敬心，这就是同理心。你没有体会过的是你是不知道的。所以我们还不能说为什么一个人他会麻木，就是他就是没有经历过。As a teacher was walking towards him,
a classmate named Susie, who was carrying a goldfish bowl filled with water, tripped in front of the teacher and inexplicably dropped the bowl of water on the boy's lap. He was saved.
戏剧化的事情就是这么发生了。正当老师走向他的时候 ,a classmate named Susie, 一位名叫苏西的女同学。这个时候看他有意思哦 ,who was carrying a goldfish ball, 诶他的手里啊正好捧着一个盛满了水的 goldfish ball filled with water, 金鱼缸。
Yeah, a goldfish ball is like a round glass ball in which people usually keep fish.
他做了什么呢 ?tripped, 绊倒了 ,trip 这个单词生动有形象一个人绊倒了。
If you trip, you hit your foot on something and then you just fall down, you slip.
In front of the teacher, 正好就绊倒在老师的身前。同时是 inexplicably dropped the ball. 诶这个叫 inexplicably, 这个单词挺绕口的。它的意思也有点也很好玩叫做莫名其妙的。
Yeah, If something happens inexplicably, then it happens in a way that it's impossible to understand or impossible to explain it.
Impossible to explain it. 解都没法解释、
yeah.
毫无来由的莫名其妙的就 drop the ball of water on the boy's lap. 直接就把这个水和这个盆这个缸里的水呢直接就泼到了男孩的 lap.Lap, 大腿膝盖
Yeah, it's like the top half of your legs, just above your knees. That is called your lap. Especially when you sit, then your lap is very big and very open. For example, your pet to sit on. Cats love to lie on your lap, for example.
所以你说这事儿吧，巧不巧、啊
yeah.
奇怪不奇怪，就在这个时候，跟那个电视里演的就是关键时候有人出来出手相救似的。He was saved. 果然他得救了。Save, 这作者还用了大写。Saved, 他得救了。但是接下来的发展也很有意思。
But of course, the boy pretended to be angry at Susie.
这男孩也真是聪明。
Yeah,
同时也
smart,
非常的有那个戏精的那个、
yeah.
戏精附体。你看这个男孩 pretended, 他装作啊对 Susie 很生气的样子 angry at Susie. 他说
Oh no, look what you've done.
哦不你看看你都做了些什么你看你做了什么。
He said, these are my newest pants.
这可都是我新买的裤子呢。My newest, 最新的裤子。
My mom will be mad at me now. She'll think it's my own fault and say that I'll get sick because it's getting cold outside.
看，这都不打草稿的，一套套的。My mom would be mad at me now. 妈妈这个时候会对我发脾气的。
I mean, which boy doesn't have that experience, I guess?
你看，妈妈会生气的。他会认为 This is my own fault 我自己的错误、啊、大家要知道 fault 这个单词承认错误的时候你会说 Sorry, it's my fault、
yeah.
It's your fault It's my own fault
Yeah, I did something wrong It's my fault
Fault 的意思是过错、啊、小小的过错、啊、不是大的罪啊什么的、
no.
就是过错
No, it's not a crime or something or a grave mistake. It's just a fault, like some accident thing or like something you didn't do on purpose usually.
妈妈会发脾气，她会认为我是错的，她还会告诉我说
I'll get sick because it's getting cold outside.
看来也是一个操心的妈妈。
Yeah, yeah, let me...、嗯Every mom does that, right? If their kid has like a dirty pants or like runs outside without a jacket on, yeah, you will get a cold, etc. They will say because they want to protect their child and like make sure that next time the kid will like remember to put on his jacket.
每一个妈妈都是这样的，喜欢嘱咐，喜欢念叨，
yeah.
所以孩子在不知不觉间呢，已经完全能够模仿母亲的口吻了。也知道呢这母亲会为什么什么样的事情而感到不开心。妈妈就会说 I'll get sick, 我会生病的 because it's getting cold outside. 天气越来越冷了你看这样把水泼到我的身上我会生病的。
Susie was a bit startled by his reaction at first, but calmly apologized and told him it was not on purpose.
感觉到这个女同学吧就跟她好像好像怎么说呢就好像比他要成熟一些
Yeah, she seems very mature for her age Very like decisive and very calm Yeah, calm-hearted、yeah.
这个女同学显得非常的淡定 Susie was a bit startled 一开始呢这个 Susie 被她起初的这种反应啊她的 reaction给 startled 到了、startled 我们来讲解一下
Yeah, it's like a little bit feeling surprised or shocked It's like a feeling that you are like suddenly you're like a bit scared of something
因为这些都是一些现场的反应它不是提前排练出来的
Yeah
所以每个人你的这个急中生智的随机应变能力在这个时候就能体现出来
Yeah, like it's a bit serious like Huh? Why is he angry? Like,
对、
huh?
就这种 startled 了、
yeah.
惊讶了一下
Yeah.
Susie 一开始还是被惊讶了一下，接下来她很快的就 calmly apologized， 非常平静的就给他道了歉。
Yeah.
然后呢还 told him it was not on purpose， 还告诉他说不好意思，我不是故意的。 On purpose 这个短语意思就是故意地。
Yeah, if you do something on purpose, you do it with intentions. You do it because you want to achieve something. You want to achieve a clear goal. That's why you do something not accidentally, but on purpose.
他就说，他说，嗯， she said she just accidentally slipped over. 啊，短语搭配 slipped over。
Yeah, to slip is like to slide over something, something wet or something very slippery.
滑倒了叫 slip, slip over, 就是踩到什么东西了，滑倒了。Slip over something on the floor. 啊，他说自己啊，只是不慎踩到地板上的什么东西，滑倒了。
The boy couldn't be happier. He couldn't believe this miracle.
这个时候男孩高不高兴啊？太高兴了。
Definitely.
完全是得救的那种，柳暗花明又一村。The boy couldn't be happier. 英文中很喜欢用这样的表达，就是他不能怎么怎么样更多了。他不能快乐的更多了。
He couldn't believe this miracle.
他也不能够相信，哎呀，真的有这样的奇迹发生了。啊，注意这个搭配 ,couldn't be 怎么怎么样 ,couldn't be happier, couldn't be...
Believe this miracle. He was forever grateful that Susie had not watched her steps carefully.
他一定会终生的感觉到感激。
Yeah.
It was forever grateful. Grateful 就是充满感激的，感恩的。啊，他一辈子都会感激 Susie. Had not watched her step carefully. Watched one's step 也是一个固定短语。他的意思就是
To watch your steps means like that you are very careful when you walk, like so that you don't slip or don't fall. Usually in toilets or like bathrooms or something where you are, you see, watch your step. I think it was 小心台阶 or something.
Hey.
You see that in the toilet in the subway, for example, a lot of times or anywhere else.
Hey, watch one step 的意思呢就是留心脚下。
Yeah.
小心走路。
Yeah.
他一辈子都将会感激这个 Susie 同学啊，没有好好走路。
Yeah.
没有好好留意脚下。Carefully. 仔细的留意脚下。And that, a clumsy classmate.这样的一位 clumsy 笨手笨脚的同学呢
Yeah, a clumsy person is like not very careful or graceful, like breaks things and bumps against them, etc. It's not really like good in behaving like very carefully.
而且我们看这个 that a clumsy 的这个 that 接的是哪儿啊接的是 forever grateful、
yeah.
that
a clumsy classmate had dropped somethingEarlier that day, which had made the floor slippery.
他也会永远感激 that 有一位笨手笨脚的 clumsy classmates 同学 had dropped something earlier the other, that day. 在那天掉在地板上掉了一些东西 which had made the floor slippery. 啊，可能是某位笨手笨脚的同学在地板上掉了那件东西导致了这个 floor 变得非常的滑吧
Yeah, like a slippery surface, like a slippery floor, for example, is like difficult to stand on because it's like wet or covered something like slippery, less like ice or oil.
总是有人呢创造了这样的条件，要不就是地板很滑，要不就是 Susie 呢走路没留意脚下。总之呢，她挺感谢这样的一种外部条件的出现的。
When the other children noticed what was going on, it even got better.
而当班里的其他孩子们注意到这一切事情是怎么发生的以后，或者是说事情发生了什么以后呢？事情变得 it got even got better. 事情甚至是变得更好了，向一个好的方向去发展了。怎么个好法呢？
All of a sudden, instead of being an object of ridicule as he had feared so much,He became an object of sympathy.
就是因为突然之间 all of a sudden, 这个短语大家必须要会用。就是突然间转眼之间。
Yeah, suddenly.
Suddenly, yes. All of a sudden 等于 suddenly. Instead of being an object. 这个我们也学过很多次了，而不是成为一个什么样的目标啊？
An object of ridicule.
被什么？被嘲笑的 object. Ridicule, 嘲弄的对象。
Yeah, an object of ridicule is someone who is made fun of or like is teased in a very cruel and harsh way. Like someone who's bullied very much.
而且什么样的嘲讽的对象呢？ As he had feared so much. 他曾经很恐惧的，很担心的那个嘲笑的对象呢，而不是成为他非常担心的那个嘲笑的对象。他成为了一个，大家看看英文中的这种句序和语序的排列方式啊，他成为了一个
object of sympathy.
Sympathy 就是同情。
Yeah.
那么 object of sympathy 呢，就是同情的对象。
Yeah.An object of sympathy is someone who is in a situation that is definitely not good for him or her. So that other people feel compelled, if they feel like they should help him or her.
所以这个事情在一转眼之间就变了性质了。
Yeah.
所以大家觉得很多时候啊，这个命运就是翻云覆雨手。
Aside Susie,All the other children were on their hands and knees cleaning up the watery mess she had made.
Aside, Susie. 这个单词什么意思? Aside.
Like, Staying not only besides. Susie, but also other kids.
就是除了 Susie 之外。
Yeah.
所有的其他的孩子呢,也开始 on their hands and knees. 怎么理解呢?
Well, they bend over and then they walk on like, you know, like when children pretend to be an animal, they walk on their hands and knees. It's like they bend their knees and put those knees on the ground and their shoulders they support with their hands.
哦，就是用双手啊，双脚啊，膝盖啊，双手和膝盖 ,their hands and knees 都趴在地上，开始 cleaning up the watery mess.还是清理着那些 watery 水汪汪的 mess 一片混乱、
yeah.
She had made 这里有个引号、
yeah.
就是女她 Susie 制造的这一片水汪汪的混乱
Yeah, there are like added brackets like above there above the word she in the text because that shows thatLike, we all know that she wasn't the only one who made the watery mess. But all the other kids thought that she was the one who made the mess. So that's why it's in brackets.
Their sympathy for him felt wonderful. 哇、
yeah.
被大家同情的感觉真是太棒了。
Yeah, he felt loved.
好、啊、有同学就说然后呢他俩就成了青梅竹马。
Let's hope, let's hope.
你们这是强行加戏吧。第三段，哎，你还得知道这事后来是怎么发生的，对不对
？It being kids, though, the teasing that should have been directed towards him was now transferred to someone else, Susie. She tried to help, but they told her that it was all her fault, that she was clumsy, and said other mean things such as, "Even with those gigantic glasses of yours, you cannot see a thing."It seems, however, that Susie couldn't care less about any of the nasty remarks they made. She simply ignored the bullying kids and went back to her seat. As she sat there, she even had a slight smile on her face, as if she knew something others didn't. The teacher comforted him and took him downstairs to give him gym shorts to put on while his wet pants dried, hanging on a string in the school's hall. At the end of the day...As all the students were waiting for the school bus to pick them up, the boy walked over to Susie and whispered, "You did that on purpose, didn't you?" And Susie whispered back, "I wet my pants once too." The moral of the story is all of us go through good and bad things in life. We should always remember how we felt when we were in similar situations and should not mock others for being in it.Always try to understand someone else's circumstances as if you are in the same and help out as much as possible. To help yourself, keep trying every day to be in a situation that enables you to help someone who needs it.
好，到底 Susie 是不是不小心滑倒在地上的呢？
It being kids though.
这个句子很有意思。It being kids though.
Yeah. It being is another word for saying because. But after like...after explanation, after because, there should be like some unexpected thing explained. Like you can only use it in combination with unexpected, things that happen, like events or situations. So, for example, the sentence, it being kids though, means that because they were kids, however, something very unexpected happened.Namely, and then the unexpected situation is explained.
好，这句话的意思大家注意了。It being kids, though. 孩子终究是孩子。毕竟他们是孩子。
Yeah.
就这个意思。因为他们是孩子。所以呢 ,the teasing, 这样的一个戏弄和嘲笑
,that should have been directed
towards him. 本来是针对那个男孩的这些戏弄和嘲笑。
Yeah.
现在Now, transferred, 转移 transferred.
Yeah, like to move to something, someone else, to like to place to someone else. That is to transfer.
转移了、
yeah.
转移到别人的身上了。就那些本来是针对那个男孩的戏弄和嘲笑，就这样的转移到了其他人的身上。所以 Susie 实际上还帮着背锅了。
Yeah.
她说什么呢 Susie?
She tried to help, but they told her that it was all her fault.
本来呢这个 Susie 也试着要去帮大家清理一下哈这个弊变呢、
yeah.
try to help 等等。但是大家都说大家 told her that it was all her fault. 又来了 one's fault, 某人的过错啊都是你的错。
That she was clumsy.
你怎么那么笨呢
And said other mean things such as,Even with those gigantic glasses of yours, you cannot see a thing.
大家注意哦，大家注意啊，你观察到过这样一个现象没有？成年人的世界里，其实人往往会比较客气，很少说比较狠的话。
Yeah, yeah.
往往是孩子的时候啊，因为他不知道啊，不明白这个话对别人会有什么伤害。
Yeah,
所以往往会说很多 mean things.
Yeah, yeah. Kids are often saying mean things a lot because they don't realize like the harm they can do with it. Like they just don't know any better.
所以我们说一个人气性越大。啊，或者是说呢，说话越狠毒，
yeah.
就说明一个人越怎么样，越幼稚，
yeah.
因为他就越像孩子。孩子说话有很多 mean things， 就是很尖酸、
yeah.
很刻薄的话语。比如说，说了哪些
？Even with those gigantic glasses of yours, you cannot see a thing.
好 ，even with， 就算是带着那样的一些 gigantic。就是极大的、巨大的 glasses of yours,
yeah, extremely large. I mean, a lot of kids with wearing glasses, they are like bullied because they wear glasses.
就相当于说啊，戴着那么大一副眼镜，你是没长眼睛吗 ？You can't see a thing. 你跟瞎子没什么区别吧
？Yeah, if you cannot see a thing, that means that you are just unable to see anything you should see.Like, it's a bit of a, yeah, mean expression here. Like, you should be able to see things, but you just can't.
对，因为他给大家伙制造了很多麻烦。
Yeah.
所以呢，大家就很责怪他，说戴着什么大眼镜啊，什么都看不见。
It seemed, however, that Susie couldn't care less about any of the nasty remarks they made.
但是有意思的是 ,however, 尽管如此 ,Susie couldn't care less about. 又来了一个这样英文中的表达方式啊，不能不介意更多了。什么意思啊？就是完全的不介意，因为他不能这么更多了，他已经到顶了，就是他完全的不介意。Couldn't care less about any of the nasty remarks. Nasty,
yeah,
恶言恶语。
Very unkind or offensive or upsetting.
不友好的恶言恶语。Remarks, 语言啊，这个比较书面的说法叫语言，就是 words.Nasty remarks, 恶言恶语 they had made. Susie 对这些恶言恶语似乎并不以为意。
Yeah, she was a bit whatever. She simply ignored the bullying kids and went back to her seat.
她非常淡定。
Yeah, that is very mature of her.
非常，这个时候她非常的成熟，感觉跟这些孩子不像一个班里的。
Yeah.
不是一般人呢，至少是三班的。She simply ignore. 她仅仅是忽略了。
Yeah.
并没有理睬这样。
Pretended not to hear them.
就像没听到一样。Bullying kids. 这些什么 bullying kids?
Well, bullying is derived from the verb to bully. And if you bully someone, you hurt someone like verbally or physically because you like doing that. Like you tease someone or you mock someone because you take great pleasure into embarrassing someone.
Bully 本来是个动词。那在名词的时候呢我们就理解为形容词的时候呢我们就理解为是欺负人的。
Yeah.
他完全就没有理睬这些欺负人的孩子，直接径直就坐回了自己的座位。
And went back to her seat. As she sat there, she even had a slight smile on her face, as if she knew something others didn't.
她坐下了以后，她的脸上呢，甚至还露出了一丝微笑。She even had a slight smile on her face.As if she knew something others didn't.
Yeah, as if she knew a secret or something.
就像是别人知道了，她就像是她知道了什么别人不知道的事情。我们都说，一般来讲，有智慧的人都会露出微笑。她就看着你这样，觉得很有意思。其实她知道的更多。
The teacher comforted him.And took him downstairs to give him gym shorts to put on while his wet pants dried, hanging on a string in the school's hall.
接下来呢老师就开始安慰这个男孩 comfort him, and took him downstairs, 把他带到楼下 to give him gym shorts, 给他换了一条运动的短裤 to put on while his wet pants dried, 并且呢把他的湿裤子怎么样呢 ?dried, hanging on a string, 挂在学校大厅的一根绳子上晾干。
At the end of the day, as all the students were waiting for the school bus to pick them up, the boy walked over to Susie and whispered, You did that on purpose, didn't you? Susie whispered back,I wet my pants once too.
直到放学的时候 at the end of the day, all the students were waiting for school bus to pick them up. 所有的孩子都在一起等着校车来接他们的时候 pick someone up, 接某人 school bus, 幸福的校车
Yeah, it's a lot in America. I believe it's a very American thing to have a school bus.
对这个时候这个男孩才走到 Susie 的身边低声地问他 whisper, 悄悄地耳语说 You did that on purpose.再一次出现的这个短语 on purpose 的意思就是故意地
Yeah, intentionally
你是故意这样做对吧是不是呢 Susie whispered back Susie 低声的悄悄的回答道 I wet my pants once too 我也曾经尿湿过裤子
Yeah, she tells him now her secret like that she once peed in her pants
这就是真正的感同身受了
YeahSo she knows exactly how he felt, like she knew, she saw probably that he had peed in her pants, and she was like, oh my god, that was terrible, my experience, I'm gonna help him out, because I don't want him to feel like I did.
对，这个故事啊，真的是让我们去重新的去审视一下对别人那种不如意的境况我们应该去持一种什么样的态度，是吧？
Yeah.
你再怎么着，你不在那个情景里头，你真的体会不到。你是真的体会不到。
The moral of this story, all of us go through good and bad things in life.
好，我们来看故事的寓意了。Moral, all of us go through good and bad things in life. Go through, 经历。好事和坏事，我们每个人都会经历生活当中的顺境跟逆境。
We should always remember how we felt when we were in a similar situation.
我们要记得的是什么？记得的是你在每一种情景当中，你的心理感受是什么？ Always remember how we felt when we were in a similar situation.
And should not mock others for being in it.
所以呢，就不要去 mock这是另外的一种嘲笑。
Yeah, it's like another form of making fun of people. Like to mock explicitly is like to make someone look stupid by laughing at them or like copying their behavior or saying something unkind about him or her.
对 ,mock 也是嘲笑。所以你要记得自己那种很不舒服的感觉很窘的感觉很丢脸的感觉。所以就不要去 mock others for being in it.
Yeah, so not saying, he peed in his pants.That is to mock. That is like something else than to tease, for example. That is like, oh, you peed in your pants. Oh, did you drink too much, huh? Or like to make fun of someone is like, you really like you peed in your pants. You're such a dirty kid. It's all different. Mock is a small difference.
所以如果你去随便嘲笑人家孩子说啊，你看你尿裤子了，怎么怎么样？这种人一般来讲自己都没尿过裤子。
Yeah.
也没有经历过类似的情景，所以他也不知道这样的话语对别人会造成什么样的影响。Yeah. 所以这也是一种什么天真跟无知。你要在记得自己这种逆境时的感受，你才能够知道别人在这种境况中会是一种什么样的感受，所以你就不会去嘲笑他。啊，文章的作者就想说这个意思。
Always try to understand someone else's circumstances as if you are in the same.
同时呢，你还要试着去理解
try to understand someone else's circumstances,
别人的那种情景 as if 就像是 you are in the same, 就像是你也在其中一样，就是说要去设身处地的理解别人
and help out as much as possible.
Help out, 伸出援手。这个搭配很有意思 ,help, 不仅是 help, 还有 out, 尽可能的还要伸出援手。
To help yourself, keep trying every day to be in a situation that enables you to help someone who needs it.
To help yourself, keep trying every day to be in a situation that enables you to help someone who needs it.每天呢还要不断的去尝试帮助那些需要帮助的人，其实就是在帮助谁？Help yourself.
Yeah.
帮助你自己。
I mean, there's also expression like if you want to help others, you have to help yourself first. But the other way around is also true, of course. Like, if you help others, you in a way help yourself too. Like, you help yourself to become happier with yourself. Like, imagine you're Susie, then you feel pretty good about yourself, don't you? Like, that's, you can be your own hero that way.
为什么 Susie 在这种情景下她能够表现出来这样一种举动，就是因为她经历过。
Yeah, because she already went through a similar situation and because she's kind of nature and she likes to help out other people.
而且因为她本性当中就是挺善的。
Yeah, she's very empathic. She's able to put herself in the situation of other people.
所以这个境况相似的人，遭遇相似的人，其实更容易互相理解。
Yeah.
如果你的生活就是跟别人的生活隔得太远，有时候不一定容易能理解的。还有什么，我们有时候觉得善这个东西好像很抽象，好像很远，但是从这篇文章我们就可以看出来，其实理解就是善。
Yeah, definitely.
你能理解别人，你就是 kindness.
Of course, no one is the same and no one has exactly similar experiences, but you can try hard every day to imagine how others around you feel about like being in a certain situation or about living their lives in general, and then you can maybe like try to imagine how you can help them instead of only being occupied with how can you help yourself, how can you make your own situation better. Because if you do that, if you show empathy to people, if you show that you're willing to help other people one day will help you to change your situation.
Susie 这个女孩因为她很善良、
yeah.
所以她想出了很聪明的办法。有的时候我们说善良跟一个人的聪明没有什么直接的对应的关系，是吧？你聪明的人不一定会善良。
No.
但是如果你善良的话，你一定会聪明的。
Yeah, definitely. Like, it doesn't take like,intelligence on paper or something like a high IQ to be able to be empathic, to be able to place yourself in the position of others. Not at all. It is something you can train yourself and like push yourself to become.
对，我们都很非常的感激那些在自己，比如说在危困之中啊，
嗯
啊，别人有人伸手帮助你呀、啊、扶助你呀、啊、理解你的人。
Yeah.
其实理解有的时候就是很大的关怀了，也像我们今天这种文章当中所说的，理解就是善。好，大家如果对这样的篇文章或者是对周一的美文啊有什么自己的理解看法，尤其是咱们听了直播的同学，这课下呢也可以发一点你自己的三两句的感悟、
yeah.
感想发到我的微信上来。
We're curious.
对，我们也可以整理一下发在公众号上跟同学们一起来分享我们的思考。
Yeah.
我们一起读这个文章，一起有所收获，一起成长。好，今天的美文故事呢就是这样了。
Yeah.
谢谢 Judy 老师，谢谢大家的收听，下次见。
Thank